It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. On the phone, Amy Aldendurfer, who is an expert in several different things. She works at the Hardin County Extension Office. But right now, Amy, what's that bug?
Well, there's lots of bugs out there that are in the house right now.
Yes.
So, you got stink bugs?
Yes, I have stink bugs. Do you have stink bugs? I cannot be the only person.
No, there's a lot of stink bugs out there.
What?
And it's the brown marmorated stink bug that you're finding in your house.
What? I don't understand how they survive. I mean, they're outside, they're inside, and they're just stinky. Can you tell us what they are and how do we get rid of them? Well, out of our houses.
Well, okay. They are a imported insect from Asia who came over on a boat maybe. There's no telling. But they've been here for a while, and they're starting to progress across the United States from, like, east to west. And we've gotten them probably 5 or 6 years ago, and they've just kind of crossed Kentucky. We've got them here in E-Town, Hardin County. They are really attracted to light colors in the fall. So as the days get shorter, they are looking for places to hibernate. Do you remember the Asian lady beetle?
Yes.
Yes, same thing. They are attracted to the contrast between light and dark. So if you have a light-colored house with dark pillars or dark shadows that fall on your house, vertical shadows, then that's what they're attracted to. They're also attracted to night lights. So you might see them around your front porch, but they get in the little cracks and crevices in your house, and they overwinter. They're just waiting winter out. And yesterday was really warm. I think it got to, mid-50s? So they get active, and then they try to get out. As they try to get out, they get inside the house or inside the office building and they're confused. And so they're poor flyers, so they tend to hit windows or hit you, and they're really just a nuisance.
Okay, well, now speaking of stuff that hangs out and waits until the right opportunity to pop out, the cicada Brood X, or known also as Brood 10, which is a 17-year cycle, those are coming out this year.
Yes. But it's a very low potential statewide. They're looking at it mostly along the Tennessee border and the Ohio River and the counties west of Cincinnati. So they may not even be in this part of the state. They're going to be between northern Kentucky and Louisville, usually.
So we may not have to put up with those.
Pardon?
We may not have to put up with those this year.
Correct.
But the green cicadas, which are the annual ones, those will be back, mid-May?
No, they come out later, usually July or August.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's not quite as many of those.
Well, as far as the stink bugs, is there anything you can do to kind of get them directed away from your house?
Well, don't paint your house white. I know there's a lot of white siding out there, but usually what you can do is what they call pest proofing. So seal the cracks and crevices, put good fitting window screening up in your attic spaces so that it just you want to physically block them from getting in. If you've got like lights in your ceilings, make sure your doors fit well, but check and make sure that they're not coming through the attic in the ceilings into your light fixtures, because they can get out of the light fixtures and into your house.
And as far as if you try to move them, they just stink, and there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, it's just gross.
Don't squish them, because that'll make them stink worse. But that's one of their defense mechanisms, is that they release this smelly liquid. So maybe wear some gloves, or what I tend to do if I have a few of them is put like a sock down the vacuum hose and vacuum them up in the sock.
Oh.
And then I put the sock in the freezer to kill them, and then I throw them away.
Wow.
You can now fix it with a knee-high pantyhose.
That's smart. So they don't even really realize what's happening.
No, they just kind of fall asleep and die.
Oh, well. Now, what about, I know some people use a spray bottle with water and a little bit of soap in it, and that will get rid of them, well, at least take care of that particular bug. Have you heard of that?
Well, we don't recommend that, because dishwashing soap is not an insecticide. But you don't really want to use a dishwashing detergent. You want to use like an actual soap, like a bar soap.
Okay.
Because the action of the bar soap breaks open their waxy exoskeleton, and it dries them out. But it doesn't work as well on, like, stink bugs as it would work on, like, aphids on your houseplants.
Okay.
Because aphids are kind of soft and squishy, and stink bugs are kind of hard and crunchy.
All right. Well, Amy Aldendorfer, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge of the stinky bugs.
Thank you. You're welcome.
We are Quixie 98.3.